The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So one would have to agree, people that go to a website designed to help you cheat on your significant other have pretty low moral standards.
I would say so, yeah, generally speaking.
But what will even they not cheat on? Oh, got a rock song.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep.
I think I could have been a singer then.
Oh, without question.
The floor. That's a different lyric.
From the same old song, your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down.
All right, that's stupid. I'm sorry.
So these are the 10 things cheaters say, I would never cheat on that. That is ridiculous. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I would have you guess. That was my original plan. But I think a lot of these are hard. It's also going to make you think they really don't understand. And look, if you've cheated on someone in the past and you know that was a mistake, I get it. People make mistakes. I don't think you're an awful person. But if you continue doing it over and over and over to everyone you meet, then you're a garbage hole. And I think people that go to a website like this are really committed to being awful.
Yeah, you're really going out of your way to try.
But these cheaters, nay, they would never cheat. They said they would feel worse about cheating on their blank. 68% said cheating on their blank would be worse than cheating on their significant other. One word that fills in that blank, what is it?
I got it.
Kelly.
Diet.
Correct.
Really?
68% said, well, I'm not going to cheat on my diet.
Okay. Well, good. Be healthy.
Now, this next thing, some people have extreme loyalty to. It's fine for me. I bet probably some of the people in this room have a person. 82% said it's worse to cheat on your blank or blank than it is on your significant other. It's two words for basically the same thing. One is more of a male gender. One is more of a female gender.
Dog or cat?
Nope.
Grandma.
Were you thinking cats for girls?
Yeah, dogs? Of course.
Yeah, obviously.
Grandma or grandpa?
Nope. It's someone you pay for a service.
Your
hairstylist.
Hairstylist or barber. 82% said that would be unacceptable.
So like to go to another one at some point?
Is cheating on them, yeah. Maitland, do you have a person that does your hair?
Yes, but she's down in my hometown. It's my sister's best friend.
Yeah.
And then I have another person who, if I can get to when she lives, is up north, but now she lives in town.
Okay, so, but if you were out in a different zip code, you could cheat on that person.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, is that your rule for everything or just hair?
Everything.
I agree. I mean, if you're in a different town, if they're never going to find out.
Yeah.
You're talking about hair.
Yeah, with hairstyle.
Kelly, do you have a hair person?
I change it up, honestly.
Sounds like you've agreed to see other people.
Yeah, it sounds Kelly's not committed to one.
Woman, actually, Hot Wings and I go to the same place when I just want a haircut, but then I go to a different one whenever I want to do crazy colors.
Okay.
So I have a cut
that
and
makes
a color
sense.
Person.
Hot Wings, you have a person?
I do.
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Would you feel bad if you cheated on her by getting your haircut by another person?
No, not entirely. As long as she knew about it.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, sometimes like there have been times where it's like something came up and she couldn't get me in, or she had to move, or like she couldn't come in, and it's like, oh, would it be okay if so and so cut your hair? So there have been times where I got my hair cut by someone else while she was standing right next to me, and I go, I feel like I'm cheating on you.
But if you just needed a haircut and went somewhere else, you wouldn't call her and go, hey, just FYI, you might hear some things. I went to Supercuts.
No, but I'd go to a different town. I wouldn't want it to get back to her. I'd feel bad. She's real nice. She's a nice lady.
I'd feel worse about cheating on my nail girl.
This next thing, I don't even, that was going to be my question for you, because you go back for that.
Mm-hmm.
This next one, I don't think you're not cheating in this situation. 83% said they'd feel worse for cheating on their blank carrier than they would on their significant other.
Their phone carrier?
Their phone carrier. I have no loyalty to you phone carriers.
No.
I will switcheroo based on the convenience and the best deal 1,000 times ever.
Like what? Like, I've always been an Xfinity mobile person, but I've got a burner phone this weekend.
Or switching. Switching.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel.
No.
That's not cheating.
No, it's going to take a whole lot for me to feel bad.
Yeah, that's not
for
cheating.
For a multi-billion-dollar corporation.
No, because that's not cheating. You're breaking up. Totally different. That's moving forward.
Yeah.
83% said they would feel worse cheating on their favorite brand of blanks than cheating on their significant other on this stupid poll.
What?
Condoms.
No, but it makes sense based on this. Nope. Some people are extremely loyal to this type of product. Like,
beer.
They have one that they like. It is not something you consume. It's something you wear.
Shoes.
Oh, God.
You can't cheat on a product.
Oh, my God.
That's not a thing.
That's so dumb.
No.
That is so dumb.
85% said they would never cheat on their favorite gym. Pfft. What if you're in a workoutless marriage and you don't go there anymore?
Wow, this is so dumb.
89% said that they would feel worse about cheating on this professional than they would about cheating on their significant other. Type of professional.
Favorite professional bartender?
Nope, a professional you have a pretty intimate relationship
doctor?
With.
Your doctor?
More specific.
Therapist.
I can kind of see that, but why would you? Building the relationship with a new therapist is part of the work, and if you have one that you wouldn't want to cheat on,
then
you don't have to.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you want to see if another therapist is a little bit better, you know.
But therapy is not really a one-off thing. You can't just walk in there. I mean, there's such
a
history. Yeah, there's such a long history there.
Yeah, you can't one day stand a therapist. You got to be committed to a little bit of a long-term crossover.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. 90% said they feel worse about cheating on this, something you all probably have done, including me, as opposed to cheating on their significant other.
Well, I don't know. These are all so stupid. I probably can't think of what you would possibly say here.
Yeah, like none of you have done it since
none of you have done it since high school or college.
Oh.
But you have?
Yeah, I think we all have. One way or another.
Oh, a test.
Cheating on a test.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is there anyone here who didn't at some point cheat on a test? Where you saw somebody's answer or whatever?
I definitely did. I felt bad about it, though. I never felt good about it.
Not like cheating on somebody.
But I would definitely feel worse cheating on a person. There's a lot more baggage that comes along with that.
Yeah.
I can kind of get over a test, like, you know, when I walk out the door.
If the test finds out, it's not going to ruin your relationship with the test or make your test feel like it's not enough.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What was the number one thing they said people would never cheat on, even though they would cheat on significant others? It's something that will make total sense when you hear it.
Their favorite sports team?
That's it.
Is it really?
Is it really?
It is. Well done.
Oh my God.
That's pathetic.
That's so dumb.
That is dumb. So there. I think we know that is a dumb.
It really tells a lot about the people that would go there.
It really does.
Yeah, I think it's.
Oh, 87% of the people said that they would never cheat on their taxes. That was another one they threw in. That's pretty wild.
Well, they don't want to break the law.
Yeah,
they don't mind breaking
one.
Covenants, but they'll break the law.
Totally different.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, they are different, I suppose.
Yeah.